This is Passport to Texas. Bastrop State Park took a beating from wildfires, but with nature as our witness, the pines and wildlife will return. Until then, nearby Bisher State Park was spared the fire's wrath and offers visitors a Lost Pines experience. Brian Frazier explains.
Bisher State Park is part of the Lost Pines complex. It's actually down the road in Smithville, but it's connected to Bastrop State Park on the backside by a 12-mile park road that people bike through all of the time. It was not impacted by the fire near as much, in fact, just slightly. The CCC-built dining pavilion there is open and doing well. It has four cabins. One of them is brand new there at the park. There's a 35-acre lake with good fishing. They have canoe rentals there. There's great hiking trails and birding. Seems like I almost always see a kingfisher of some variety when I'm there. So there's a lot of good things to find at Bisher State Park, and you can still get that Lost Pines feel in that complex right down the road from Bastrop State Park. There's good news out there regarding this. Obviously, we in no way want to look at this wildfire as anything other than the tragedy that it was, but there were things not as bad as it could have been, and there's good news stories to be found.
Thanks, Brian. That's our show for today with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas because there's life to be done. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.